You're with Mitch on 2SER Breakfast, time for an absolute cracker of a segment. He shoots, he scores. It's back for 2016, and filmmaker extraordinaire Toby Morris is joining me in the studio. Good morning, Toby. How are you?
Morning, Mitch.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Now, obviously, this film, this segment explores music in film, and obviously the world is in mourning this morning with the news of David Bowie passing away after an 18-month battle with cancer. But not only was David Bowie an exemplary musician, Toby Morris also was in a number of films.
He was in a lot of films. He was a he had a great presence, didn't he? On stage and on screen as well. So he was an actor on screen in over 39 different pieces.
39
wow. Films.
Okay.
From his famous little piece in Zoolander.
Yes, of course. Which pivotal is role.
What most people know him from.
But, in the film world, of course.
Yeah. I'm going to talk to you today about a little film from 1986 called Labyrinth.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, now directed by the incredible Jim Henson,
who
did The Muppets. Have you heard of that?
I have.
Okay, good. With a screenplay by Terry Jones of Monty Python.
Wow, sounds cool so far.
That's a British sketch comedy show.
You might have heard of it, yeah.
Directed by, executive produced by George Lucas.
Wow, okay, this is a big list.
He did a film called Star Wars.
Might have heard something about that.
Labyrinth tells the story of a 15-year-old girl called Sarah, played by Jennifer Connelly.
Ooh.
Of A Beautiful Mind.
Oh, okay.
Requiem for a Dream.
Wow.
And Sarah goes on a great adventure to rescue her little baby brother, Toby, who is played by a baby actually called Toby.
Whoa!
Yeah.
This
breaking new ground already.
It was incredible.
She's got to rescue Toby from Jareth, the Goblin King, played by none other than Bowie.
Oh, right. Okay.
Now, Sarah, Jareth, and baby Toby are pretty much the only characters in this film played by humans.
Ooh.
The rest of the colourful world are played by Jim Henson's incredible puppets.
Wow. So, and that's kind of his life was, as you said, making the Muppets and making puppets and that sort of stuff.
Sesame Street, you name it, Big Bird, all those puppets. And you know what? We're all puppets in the end, though, aren't we, Mitch?
Especially people in film. Actors are all puppets, right?
Exactly. Now, Labyrinth was inspired by a conversation between Jim Henson and his designer mate, Brian Froud, when the two decided that they wanted to make a film which featured goblins.
Okay.
Not a very specific aim there.
Not enough goblin cinema.
Yeah, they want to bring back goblins.
Yeah.
Now, Froud became particularly enamored with the image that he thought up of a baby surrounded by goblins.
Okay. So that's weird.
That's one way to come up with a film. Labyrinth's exteriors were shot in New York, and production then moved to Elstree Studios in the UK. Now, these are incredible studios, famous for being used for films like Star Wars, Indiana Jones. So, you know, old George Lucas probably just said, come on, guys.
Just mention my name.
Let him in. Yeah, exactly. Now, the film had a budget of $25 million, and Labyrinth was a flop.
A flop?
It was a massive flop.
Oh,
it
dear.
It grossed only half of that budget back during its theatrical run. Now, sadly, this was a huge blow to Jim Henson, who was sort of the mastermind behind the piece, and apparently it was one of the most difficult periods of his career dealing with this failure.
Oh, no.
Now, Jim would never direct another film, sadly, as he passed away in 1990.
Wow.
And the sadness continues, Mitch, as he is not the only key personality from Labyrinth to have passed away.
That's true.
Now, once David Bowie became involved in the project, things changed significantly.
Mm.
So the initial idea was that the Goblin King would be, you know, this mysterious guy. He'd be hidden for most of the film's duration. You wouldn't really see him until the end. But if you get David Bowie in your film, you're going to hide him?
No, I wouldn't do that.
No, you would not do that. You don't pay for them cheekbones and hide him. So the film was altered to feature more Jareth. Give us more Jareth.
Yeah.
And to include song and dance numbers throughout.
Oh.
Because that's what goblin films were missing.
Now, too many serious goblin films.
I want to see the goblins dance. Now, Terry Jones, who wrote the film, still maintains that this was the wrong decision for the film.
Oh.
But he must not have heard the incredible song Dance Magic Dance.
Of course not.
Terry, you have to see that. I'll send you a link. Bowie himself said that I'd always wanted to be involved in the music writing aspect of a movie that would appeal to children of all ages as well as everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he hit that one on the head with Labyrinth. But he was not an easy sell. So even after the script was tweaked to make room for some singing and dancing, Mr. Bowie still thought it lacked humour. and had Terry Jones go back and do a bit more rewriting to give it some more, some of the lols.
Some laughs.
Yeah. Now, if you've seen Labyrinth, you'll know that it, tonally, it is a bit all over the shop. It is a bit of a mess, and maybe you're starting to see why. There are a lot of cooks in the kitchen here.
Spoiling the broth, the goblin broth.
A lot of goblin broth spilling over the sides of that pot. Now, Bowie wrote 5 songs for Labyrinth. There's Underground, Chilly Down, As the World Falls Down, the famous Dance Magic Dance,
mm-hmm.
and the track we're about to hear, which is called Within You.
Okay.
Now, this track takes place where Jennifer Connelly's Sarah is looking for her baby brother Toby in a maze of Penrose stairs. You know, when the stairs go up in the weird angles and spin around?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's all these crazy stairs. She can see Toby, but she can't get to him.
Oh.
But the Goblin King Jareth is there. He's at all the weird angles. So you got
taunting her.
You got Bowie above you. You got Bowie below you. You got Bowie to the side. It's a Penrose Bowie fest in there. And remember, Mitch.
Yes.
David Bowie. He's not really gone, is he?
No,
because he's within all of us.
There you go.
And
very nice.
This is the track. Within You
from David Bowie from the film Labyrinth. He shoots his scores this week. Thank you very much, Toby Morris.
Thank you.